Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. A federal appeals court will allow some access to the abortion pill mifepristone while a closely watched federal lawsuit plays out. The ruling from the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals is a partial win for the Biden administration. But as NPR's Sarah McCammon reports, the ruling means access to the drug will face new restrictions.
The Biden administration had asked the 5th Circuit Appeals Court to put on hold a decision from a lower court judge in Texas that would invalidate the Food and Drug Administration's approval of mifepristone. The court says the statute of limitations has passed to challenge that approval, which took place in 2000. But the court agreed to suspend rule changes the FDA had made since 2016, expanding access under the Obama and Biden administrations. Those rules had allowed the drug to be prescribed up to 10 weeks of pregnancy, up from the original 7. And in 2021, the Biden administration said the drug could be sent through the mail. The court is doing away with those changes for now, effectively restricting access. The Biden administration could appeal to the Supreme Court. Sarah McCammon, NPR News.
The city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, is under emergency declaration. Powerful thunderstorms poured more than a foot of rain in just a few hours yesterday. Some nearby areas got more than 20 inches of rain. James Gainey was driving in Fort Lauderdale. He says it felt like someone turned on a faucet over the city.
I tried to get over to higher ground, which is like a 7-Eleven or like a kind of in a parking lot with a grocery store. And driving through there, the water was up over my hood. And I have a 4Runner, so those are, you know, kind of a taller car.
Traffic jams lasted for hours. The Fort Lauderdale airport won't reopen until noon local time because the runways were all underwater. Mourners held another vigil last night in Louisville to honor the people killed this week in a mass shooting at a Kentucky bank. From member station WUKY, Karen Czar reports some attendees pleaded for an end to gun violence.
Five white crosses bearing the names of people killed when a co-worker opened fire during a morning meeting at Old National Bank sit on the sidewalk. Eight victims who were injured are still recovering. Community leader Dr. Muhammad Babar said he is tired of, quote, posting hollow words and prayers on social media.
Please do something. Because we all just want this epidemic of death to end, which is wearing down our nation.
Louisville Metro Police confirmed that the gunman used an AR-15 rifle that was purchased legally days before the attack. For NPR News, I'm Karen Czar in Louisville.
President Biden is in the Republic of Ireland today. He'll address Irish lawmakers and is meeting with the Taoiseach, Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar. Biden is also visiting areas from where his ancestors came. You're listening to NPR. There are fresh protests in France today. Unions are still angry over the French government's move to lift the retirement age from 62 to 64. Workers have disrupted garbage collection and some are blocking river traffic. Hundreds of thousands of French citizens took to the streets in earlier protests. Brazil's president is in Beijing for talks with China's president, Xi Jinping. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports they're expected to discuss trade and the war in Ukraine.
President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva wants China to join him in his so-called peace club to mediate an end to the Ukraine war. Lula has maintained a neutral position in the conflict. His stance upsets many in the West, though, especially his refusal to condemn Russia's invasion or sell ammunition to Ukraine. Lula promised to put Brazil back on the world stage, and his trip this week to China is a big step in fulfilling that pledge since taking office this year. Lula's far-right predecessor shunned international diplomacy and frequently insulted China. China is Brazil's number one trading partner and buys 40% of all the South American countries' exports. The two countries are expected to sign 20 trade agreements. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.
The European Space Agency has postponed the launch of its space probe to Jupiter. Mission managers cited bad weather at the launch site in French Guiana, north of Brazil. They'll try again tomorrow. The probe will fly to Jupiter to study three of its icy moons. Scientists want to know if the moon's seas can support conditions for life. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.